Hello, and welcome to another Video Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Word each week. We've got kind of a split chapter today, so take a few minutes and read Genesis chapter 30 from verse 35 through chapter 31, verse 13. This kind of finishes up the story from last week about Jacob's plan after Laban's treacherous actions about the sheep and all of that. And so Laban was certainly treacherous in his dealing. He was sneaky, and he definitely got the better of Jacob on more than one of occasions. And so we know that, you know, we could say that Laban's treachery was next level. Because in this case, after working for Laban for almost 20 years, Jacob wanted to return home. He had only worked for Laban for the sake of his love for Rachel. And we know that he was tricked into marrying Leah, working another 7 years. So now find ourselves after 20 years, and Jacob wants he's got a growing family and two wives, and he wants to be able to return home to provide for himself, because all he's ever worked for is Laban and Laban's profit. But hearing this, Laban offers to pay him whatever price so that Jacob would stay with him. And so they were, you know, these sheep and the goats that were speckled or spotted, this was what Jacob had asked for. He said, let me take from the flock that already exists these speckled and spotted sheep and goats, and then as those the same type are born, I'll gather those to myself. So those were apparently undesirable in that culture at that time. We would later find out why when we get to the sacrifices and the necessity for them to be unspotted or unblemished. But at this time, we're not told that. We're just told that at that time they were unacceptable. But Jacob saw value in them, and he wanted them. And Laban accepted that offer, except for Laban's treachery. He didn't want Jacob to have a large enough flock to be able to sustain himself. So he had his men go and gather up all the speckled and spotted sheep and goats and livestock and round them up and take them out of the country. And here it says take them about 3 miles away, so somewhere where Jacob couldn't see them. And so not only did this reduce Jacob's wages, if you will, in the moment, it also reduced the possibility of those same type of animals being born. And it would take a lot longer for Jacob to get together a herd that was long enough for him to be able to support his family, to be able to leave. And so Laban was trying to pull a fast one on Jacob. And this is where we see this combination of, it's all under God's sovereignty, but God's providence, genetics even, and God's prophecy all coming into play when we see this plan to prosper Jacob despite Laban's attempts to cheat him. So we remember back, so this is a quick side note, but we remember back to when Rebekah, Jacob's mom, helped him, and this is why she was also so quick to cheat Esau out of the blessing from Isaac. She's Laban's sister, so this kind of sneakiness and treachery and looking out for oneself, it runs in the family. And so, back to the story at hand. Laban has removed all of the speckled and spotted breeding stock, and because of his attempt to try to cheat him out of some more years of service. So the longer it took for Jacob to raise enough of a flock for him to support himself, the more labor that Laban got out of him. And we know that from the story from last week that Laban's flocks had indeed prospered greatly under Jacob because of not only Jacob's skill in being a herdsman, but also from God's blessing. God had blessed Jacob. And so now we see where God gives Jacob a vision that not only reminds him of God's sovereignty and promises, but it gives Jacob, apparently, instructions on how to breed these livestock to get speckled and spotted animals. And so in Genesis 31, 7 through 13, we find a helpful condensed version of this that gives us a good idea of what's going on. And it reads, Genesis 31, 7 through 13. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages. So this is Jacob talking to Leah and Rachel about the flocks and what's going on there. So he says to them, yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me. If he thus says, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said thus, the streaked shall be your wages, then all the flocks shall be streaked. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. And it happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream and beheld, and behold, the rams which leapt upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted. Then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift your eyes now and see that all the rams which leapt on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted, for I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land, and return to the land of your family. So not only does God give Jacob a dream that helps him understand how to breed the livestock, he reminds him of this blessing at Bethel, reminding him of who he is as the God who's going to bless him, and again, blesses him with this abundant offspring of this livestock, even helpers to manage and tend the flocks. And so, as is to be expected, Laban, hearing from his son that Jacob was prospering and that his own livestock was dwindling, he became hateful of Jacob. He started to hate on Jacob. And, you know, what was once a begrudging tolerance, you know, Laban only wanted Jacob around for what he could get for his own gain. You know, he wanted a husband for his daughters, and he wanted a laborer who was good with the flocks and raising multiple stocks and strong herds. And now that this is beginning to prosper Jacob instead of Laban, this is really beginning to get under Laban's skin, and he begins to start to hate Laban. And so there's this dark saying that goes something like, it's not enough that I succeed, but others may fail. And so that's what's going on here in Laban's heart. Something like that is it was good for Jacob to be a prosperous herdsman and increase the size and strength of the flock as long as it benefited Laban. But now that it was benefiting Jacob, now he's got issue with it, and now he's got hate in his heart for Jacob. And so, you know, Jacob indeed was skilled at being a herdsman. He was also blessed by God. And now that he's no longer profiting Laban, he's beginning to have issues. So that's why we see at the verse end of the verse 31, 33, when the Lord tells him, now arise and get out of this land and return to the land of your family. So Jacob's time with Laban was running out. His life was potentially in danger, and so God told him to go and return to his homeland, which notably was a land that he also fled at peril of his life. And so Jacob was about to be led into a place that was in between a rock and a hard place, and it was also a place where he would find God. So if you feel like you're in a rock, if you feel like that you've been in between a rock and a hard place, be encouraged that that's the place where you'll find God, and he may even have led you there for that purpose. So know that, God can be found in that place that feels like between a rock and a hard place. And until next week, stay encouraged and stay in the Word.